Good morning, it's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. This month we've got quite a few big guests. This week the big guest is Liam Gallagher. Also going to be chatting to Tom Holland, the very young British actor who is the new Spider-Man. And yesterday after the breakfast show, caught up with the brilliant Danny Wallace. I've known Danny for a couple of years, big fan of his work. And he came in to chat his new book, talk about his new book on rudeness. And this is one of my favourite conversations to talk about because of doing this job. I love it and it's brilliant. And I love the interaction with people listening to the show. They're incredibly funny, but obviously there are some who are really rude and send you really rude emails.
Do you get rude emails?
Yeah, not many. I'm very lucky, but since I've been in radio for 19 years, so years ago it would be a letter. Whereas now, because it's instant, and often our instant reaction isn't our best reaction.
Yes.
So I'm fascinated to talk to you about what you found out about rudeness and what your theory is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you've nailed it with the social media thing. There is that instant...
Yeah.
Catharsis. We all want that catharsis and to get it off our chest, and we have instant access to these people. We can tell them exactly how we feel, and we forget immediately that there is a real person behind there.
Yeah.
Rudeness, I think, could very well lead to the end of the world. And it's something that we've always treated in quite a kind of funny way.
This is the ultimate form of rudeness, is to press the button on a nuclear weapon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a statement. It's a huge statement. You've got to commit to it.
What interests you to take on a topic like rudeness?
I have in the past apologised to the bin. I sort of walked out, sorry, like that.
Yeah.
Or if I'm walking through a park, and if, you know, there's a moment where you sort of lock eyes with, like, a dog or a cat or a bird, I feel rude if I don't, like, acknowledge
break away
it somehow.
Oh, okay, nod to it.
Just a nod. Just
oh, no,
like,
I don't feel that. Who nods at strange animals in the
that's
street?
That's what I'm saying. So perhaps it's, you know, perhaps my standards are too high.
Yes.
Because I greet wildlife. And I don't know, at one point I just felt that everything was getting ruder. I tried to buy a hot dog and I was met with just an unbelievable amount of rudeness from this one hot dog person in particular. I don't know. And when someone's really rude to you...
It feels like a physical assault. You really are like... it's horrible.
You're confused. That's why a lot of people in the moment can't think of like a funny thing to say to that person.
Yeah.
Or because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You should have got a hot dog by now, and instead you're getting a barrage of rudeness from this one lady in particular. I'm still very angry about it.
Yeah.
And what I really should have done is written like a TripAdvisor review, and instead I wrote an 85.
Well, can't you for a hot dog vendor?
Yeah, you can. It was in a diner,
right?
But I ended up writing 85,000 words instead.
Wow, that's passive aggressive, isn't it?
It's the payback. Longest I've ever gone. Like the furthest I've ever gone for like a bit of revenge, revenge.
So it's all about that hot dog lady. That's it.
A day later, I drove past that diner. Right, there was no one in there. It was dark.
Oh, it sounds like you're scoping it out for something.
As I drove past, I raised a middle finger.
Wow! That's
off.
So British. So you're moving in a car, flipping her the bird.
Yeah, well, she wasn't even there. I was flipping off a building.
That's incredible.
That's what I thought. I think I'm going
but
mad.
But how did that feel?
It felt good until I realised it could be the beginning of an illness of some kind.
The beginning of the end of Danny Wallace.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, you got this out then. I know you always got loads of different things going on. What else have you got going on this year?
I am...
You spend a lot of time now working and living in America as well.
Yeah, I do. I'm living over there at the moment, which is wonderful but weird. I'll tell you what the weirdest thing is. The fact that wherever you go, you see these big celebrities, but you see them in extraordinarily mundane situations.
Oh, wow. Have you seen Bruce Willis at the dry cleaners? Or
in the last 3 weeks, I've seen Jeremy Renner in a pharmacy picking up a prescription. I've seen Charlize Theron at the swings. Pharrell on the school run.
What do you mean on the school run?
His son goes to my son's school.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And so you sometimes see him around, but the
what kind of bubble are you living in?
It's not. It's just a normal sort of state school at the bottom of a hill.
Pharrell's kids going to a state school?
Yeah.
What's he doing with all that happy money? Obviously not spending on his kids' education.
Sometimes you see a helicopter go over the little mountain and you're pretty sure it's going to Pharrell's house.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck with the book. It's out this week. It's the next one from Danny Wallace. It's about why people are so rude. Danny, I always love chatting to you. And good luck with the book. And thanks for coming on the show.
Not at all.